My name is Tom Blum. I was born in 1954 in Columbus, Ohio. I remember at about age 6 or 7 attending concerts put on by my sister's high school orchestra. And the moment that was the most inspiring to me was that tuning up process that occurred before the performances actually began. But for me, this was the performance. And I was transfixed by that transformation that occurs from chaos to order during that tuning up procedure. As soon as the concert started, I pretty much lost interest and began to get fidgety and want to go home. At around 12 or 13, I became enthralled with the sounds emanating from active construction sites. I'd beg my mother to take me downtown, and I would perch in front of the latest building being erected or the oldest building being demolished. And to my ears, no music could match the beauty of that sound. My family encouraged my interest in sound, giving me toy musical instruments. I began playing ukulele at about age 6, although I really wanted to play guitar. I gravitated to classical guitar at about age 10 and continued to study that. But being confined to 6 strings or 88 keys or a small kit of skins that I could bang on started to wear on me, and I wanted to expand. In 1972, at around age 18, I began studying composition at CalArts. And one afternoon while leaving the school and taking a walk home, I realized that the world around me is actually one giant musical instrument. It's richer in timbre and range than any synthesizer or so-called natural instrument. And everyone and everything on the planet is performing it. And granted, it's a difficult instrument to control precisely, but what instrument is not difficult to control? With the aid of tape recorders and the school's Buchla synthesizer, various audio processing equipment and editing, I was able to take sounds from the world and recreate them or rearrange them in such a way that they suited my musical interests. And I guess I've continued this pursuit as one branch of my composition for about the last 20 or 30 years. I use a tape recorder a lot when I travel, much the way one would use a camcorder or a still camera. And often when I return home, I dump these sounds I've recorded on tape into my computer and then gradually reassemble them into audio postcards or abstract travelogues, something that I hope captures the essence of the place I've visited, although it may not represent it literally. Let's see, a favorite recording of mine. It's difficult because I have a lot of favorites. But on a trip that my wife and I took to Morocco, we boarded a bus in Marrakesh. It was kind of a third-class bus, and we were headed for Fez. After the bus was fairly full, a fellow walked on who was probably deranged and possessed, but full of spirit. And he stood at the front of the bus, and he was almost chanting, reciting a poem, perhaps. I learned later that he was somewhat quoting text, but elaborating on them from a religious volume. He stood at the front of the bus, and he recited this poetry, and his meter and his lyricism was very captivating. I took out the tape recorder and concealed it slightly. I didn't know what his reaction would be if he saw me recording him, or perhaps he'd think I was holding a gun, since the microphone looks a little bit like a pistol. I don't think he would have noticed. I think he was oblivious to everything around him. But I recorded his poetry or his recitation, and it was extremely moving, despite the fact that I didn't have the slightest idea what he was saying. I took these sounds that I recorded in and around Morocco and reconstituted them into a piece in about 1998 called Morocco.
Inshallah. inshallah.
قال له دابا كيفاش قال له دابا شكون اللي غادي شكون غادي يغلبوا شنو له هو كاين طاقه نشدو قالوا تبعوا الطريق هذه سيدنا تبعوا سيدنا بقى ما شو ما يشطوا